Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today, we continue this journey of Lent. And the goal, brothers and sisters, is that your heart, through repentance for your sin, your heart, by these 6 weeks, more conformed to the truth of His Word, just even in little steps, if you're moving in the right direction, it's okay. Don't say, oh, I should be here, don't do that. But take the steps, moving yourself closer to obeying what God wants, asking forgiveness when you fail, seeking to grow in virtue, primarily here, reaching out to the needs of others during Lent. Reach out, help, give of yourself, your time, your treasure, whatever that might be, give. But that has to come out of your relationship with God. It's not, I'll just do all these good deeds and then not really look at yourself and see where you need to grow so that you, your very person, your physical person, begins to reveal His presence. That's what God wants to do in you. Don't we experience that when we're around saints? I was around two of them with John Paul and Mother Teresa. And I knew, as I've said to you before, I knew Mother Teresa before she became so well known. And my goodness, brothers and sisters, it was so evident. And not every word out of her mouth, she had quite a sense of humor. Not every word out of her mouth was about God. But she radiated Him because she was willing to decrease that He might increase. And we decrease by acknowledging our sin and repenting for it. And we decrease by thinking of others before we think of ourselves. What is it that God wants of you this Lent? The first reading today is taken from the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 1, verse 10, and then 16 to 20. Hear the word of the Lord, princes of Sodom. Listen to the instruction of our God, people of Gomorrah. Wash yourselves clean. Put away your misdeeds from before my eyes. Cease doing evil. Learn to do good. Make justice your aim. Redress the wronged. Hear the orphan's plea. Defend the widow. Come now, let us set things right, says the Lord. Though your sins be like scarlet, they may become white as snow. Though they be crimson red, they may become white as wool. Do you see that? You can't say, oh, I did this, therefore God could never love me and God could never forgive me. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Don't pay attention to it. God will always forgive when we come to Him and ask for forgiveness. The sacrament of reconciliation, if it's done not just going through the motions, but you genuinely are sorry, wipes it away. It's gone. You can start over. That's the incredible mercy of God. So though your sins be like scarlet, they may become white as snow. Though they be crimson red, they may become white as wool. It doesn't matter how great they are. It does matter. But it doesn't matter in terms of forgiveness. If there is genuine contrition, and you go to the sacrament of reconciliation, God removes it. If you are willing and obey, you shall eat the good things of the land. But if you refuse and resist, the sword shall consume you. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. Hear that, brothers and sisters. If you refuse and resist, the sword shall consume you. It's not that God wants that, but that's what will happen as we turn away from God more and more and more by our sin. We become, honestly, spiritually deaf, dumb, and blind. Please don't let that happen. Please, even if you haven't been to confession for 40 years, take the opportunity now. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned. It's been 40 years since my last confession. And just, you don't have to go through 40 years, just name the things that are the most serious or that are serious. Just name them. God will forgive. To the upright, I will show the saving power of God. Not for your sacrifices do I rebuke you, for your burnt offerings are before me always. I take from your house no bullock, no goats from your fold. Why do you recite my statutes and profess my covenant with your mouth? We can go to Mass every Sunday. We can recite his statutes. We can profess his covenant with our mouth. Though you hate discipline and cast my words behind you. Is that where we are? Externally doing the right thing, but internally we're far away from him. This is the time to repent for that. Turn back. You will be received. You will be welcomed. But turn back. When you do these things, shall I be deaf to it? Or do you think that I am like yourself? I will correct you by drawing them up before your eyes. In other words, I'm going to show you your sin, only that you can get free from it. He that offers praise as a sacrifice glorifies me. And to him that goes the right way, I will show the saving power of God. Brothers and sisters, God never fails on his promises. God never lies. Don't let your pride stand in the way. Please, come back to me with all your heart. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 23, verses 1 to 12. Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example." So the words might be right, but it's their example. Don't pay attention to it, for they preach all the right things, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens hard to carry. They lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. That was supposed to be such a sign of you were fulfilling the law, but it because you did it so externally with all these tassels and robes and phylacteries, etc., other people would look at you and they would hold you in high esteem. And Jesus is saying, no, all their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries, they lengthen their tassels, they love places of honor at banquets, seats of honor in synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and the salutation, Rabbi. Oh my, 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 this makes me above everybody. As for you, do not be called Rabbi. You have but one teacher, and you are all brothers. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one father in heaven. Do not be called Master. You have but one master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted. Brothers and sisters, these are God's words. This is God speaking to you. This word is living, active, sharper than any two-edged sword. Do we perform all our works in order to be seen? Do we love places of honor at banquets, seats of honor in synagogues, greetings in the marketplaces, and titles and positions? Oh my goodness, don't we get trapped in those things? Just repent. Say, Lord, I'm sorry. I want to change. Because Jesus told us, whoever humbles himself will be exalted. There is a Jesuit priest by the name of Father Jean-Nicolas Grolle. And he wrote this. He died in the early 1800s. He wrote this that I think, I'm just going to read a short paragraph of it to you, but it speaks of this area of our pride and our all we try to do to make ourselves feel worthwhile, and what we don't do is turn to God. He writes, "The depth of our misery is so great that we could not possibly bear the full sight of it, that is, of all our sins. And if God were to allow us to see it as it is, when we begin to give ourselves to him, the sight would probably drive us to despair. Therefore, he only shows it to us by degrees. and with a reserve that is full of wisdom. He only shows us a little bit at a time. But as this knowledge of our true selves is absolutely necessary for us to make us humble, watchful, and full of distrust of our own strength and confidence in God, by degrees and gradually as we go stronger and advance in virtue, God will show us our natural corruption and our weakness. As we can take it, he shows it, not so that we despair, but so that we cling to him more fully. That's all he's asking. Cling to him with both hands, both arms. Cling to him with your whole being. Father goes on to say, and by the greatness of the evil, he will make us judge the price of the remedy. He will make us approach that dreadful abyss from which his grace has drawn us back, and will discover to us all the profoundness of its depth. Thus he made Saint Teresa see the very place in hell which she would have occupied if he had not called her to himself by his infinite mercy. And it is thus that the sins we have actually committed, and those we might have committed but for the assistance of his grace, are made to serve as a foundation for our humility and our sanctity. God shows us, he couldn't show us everything, we wouldn't live, but he shows us a sense of our own corruption, our own weakness, not so that we despair, but so that we realize how much we need to repent and how much we need to cling to him. So often when things are all right, then we don't go to the church as often, we don't pray as often, because everything's okay now. And that's what Father is saying, is God reveals the depth of our corruption sometimes to us, so that we can see so clearly what we would be like without him, that we cling to him all the more fully. Both hands, not just one hand. Because if you cling by one hand, the other side of you is looking elsewhere. Cling to him with both hands and ask him to teach you. And if he shows you your sin, don't even think of giving in to despair, because God will forgive. When we face it and we acknowledge it, God forgives, or our part in something. We may not be responsible, but we reacted to what somebody did to us, and we went off on our way apart from God. Come back to him. He's the source of everything that is good. I promise you that. He will bless you beyond your wildest dreams. I mean that. But it does take asking the Lord, give me the courage, give me the humility to say, I've been wrong in this area or that area. I've been wrong. I need to turn back. Lord, help me to walk toward you. If you do that this Lent, you're going to know great blessing. God bless you. For the free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, dial 1-800-282-4789. For the CD, 40 Days Journey, Encountering the Love of God, go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. Cost of the CD, $10. God bless you.